we all kind of, you know, felt it a little bit. But with the schools integrating, we had to be strong to help the children to be strong, you know, because they were kindly, catch it, baby. They was kindly nervous about it. And you had to, you know, kindly pat them and, no, go on now, this is going to be fine, you know. Right. Everything's going to work out fine. And after they get there and stay a week or two and everything works fine, well, then everything just moved along real good.
Now, I have another question, though, about this, because we've talked to people about this, but I guess one of my things about this, is this something that, thank you, is this something that you actually wanted to happen at this point? Is it, I guess I'm wondering, is this how you wanted integration to be? You wanted your children to go to school with the rest of the Roswell community? Was that your idea of how you wanted
education? Well, the only school we had was in Roswell.
But I mean, you had schools.
Sure.
So I guess what I'm asking, is it that you wanted your children to go to school?
Or were you okay with them going to all black schools?
Were you okay? Yeah.
Did it matter to you that they went to integrated schools? Or would you, I mean, I guess,
yeah.
Was it important?
Well, I think my biggest thought was it didn't worry me so much about whether it was Roswell, Alpharetta, Atlanta. If I could just keep my children in school and everything be all right, you know, and they were, you know, lacking school as well as, you know, their teachers, their studies, their everything, you know. The happier you keep a child, the easier it is to, you know.
So it didn't matter to you who they were going to school with as long as they liked it?
Yeah, and no, the main thing, as long as everybody got along.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the main thing, first thing, yeah.
Now, what about your perspective on this?
Since you're involved in it.
Yeah, in terms of integration of the schools, did you see any big difference in terms of what was going on?
Our education.
In terms of the educational perspective, in terms of content, in terms of teachers,
did you feel
between
that
between the two
when you went to school? Because I've talked to some people, some African American people, and they say, well, actually, I think we got a better education when we went to all black schools because teachers care more and they taught us these life skills that when we went to integrated school, they sort of just started to leave out of school. But then some people say, no, we were taught more, math was better than our, you know. So what do you think?
I don't really think about it. The reason why I don't think about it, remember I said, I'm 7 years older than the next kid to me. By the time that kid who had approached Roswell High School, I was already gone from home. Mm-hmm. So that transition, that's why I said that. Mm-hmm. I was just really joking with you. But the problem is, in terms of me looking at that, was something that I didn't have the opportunity to do if I give you the right answer.
Okay. Because so you had already gone through.
Yeah, I was right after high school, I was at Vietnam. So I was already gone. Stayed almost an extra tour to keep my next brother from coming over. So that's what really made the difference.
So when did integration occur here in Roswell?
Yeah.
In terms of from Alpharetta to Roswell?
Yeah. When did kids quit going to Alpharetta and they actually could go to Roswell to school?
Remember? I would have to say late 60s. I graduated from high school in 64. There was probably one or two classes after that. That was it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And then